Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says terrorist activities by Pakistan are not proxy war, but well-planned war strategy against India. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for year 2025. Last date of filing income tax returns extends from 31st July to 15th September. Normal life disrupted as heavy rainfall continues in several regions across Maharashtra. IMD issues red alert in 5 districts. India set for above normal monsoon with estimate of 106% rainfall. Forecast brings boost for agriculture and rural livelihood. And India's Gulveer Singh clinches gold medal in men's 10,000-meter race at Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists who were killed were given state honours in Pakistan with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistani army.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. He said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen. In a major push for self-reliance, the Prime Minister urged the citizens to assess their daily consumption, identify foreign products, and replace them with locally made alternatives.
देश सशक्त होना चाहिए, देश समर्थ होना चाहिए, देश का नागरिक सामर्थ्यवान होना चाहिए, और इसके लिए हमने वोकल फॉर लोकल वन डिस्ट्रिक्ट वन प्रोडक्ट हमें अपनी ब्रांड पे गर्व होना चाहिए मेड इन इंडिया पर गर्व होना चाहिए.
Mr. Modi said India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace. He added that the country aspires to progress in a way that contributes to the welfare of the world and the government is working with dedication for the upliftment of millions of Indians. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 3 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 9 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for their contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Akashwani News has talked to some of the Padma awardees who shared their excitement over this prestigious award. Former Chief Justice of India, Justice retired Jagdish Singh Kehar, said that it is a great honour for him.
It's an extreme honour and an extreme gratitude. इससे ज़्यादा honour नहीं मिल सकता और इससे बड़ा मेरा gratitude नहीं हो सकता. मेरे को बिल्कुल मालूम नहीं था कि मेरे को मिलने वाला है.
Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu had conferred Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held last month. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha held interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, group of MPs, delegates of Chamber of Commerce and business leaders of that country. Another delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri called the President of the National Council of Slovenia, Marko Lotrič, in Ljubljana and conveyed India's resolute stance of zero tolerance towards terrorism and the new normal after Operation Sindoor. Mr. Mark Lotrič said, India is not just the second largest partner for Slovenia in Asia, but also the most important partner for the entire European Union.
India is not just the second largest partner for Slovenia in Asia, but India is also the most important partner for all European Union. Our point of view is that we want really peace, not just in our countries, but all around the world. Not just in this case where somebody attack your people, which is totally not acceptable.
An all-party delegation from India led by Member of Parliament Bair Jayant Panda concluded a two-day visit to Kuwait aimed at strengthening bilateral ties and reinforcing India's unified approach against terrorism. He said the message they are carrying is getting great resonance and there is a tremendous support.
Pakistan has misused the aid money it has received from IMF, from US, from Gulf countries. And instead of using it for development on the pretext of which they had taken it, they have used the money to foster terrorism. Now, countries have become aware of that. There should be strict scrutiny on Pakistan, including putting it back on the FATF lists.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, Defence Ministry said the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. It stated that the entity or bidder should be an Indian company compliant with the laws and regulations of the country. The Indian Navy is all set to welcome the triumphant crew of Navika Sagar Parikrama 2 upon the successful completion of their circumnavigation of the globe on board the Indian naval sailing vessel Tarini. In a statement, the Indian Navy said that by accomplishing this rare feat in a double-handed mode, Lieutenant Commander Rupa A and Lieutenant Commander Dilna K are set to touch the shores of Goa on the 29th of May. The Indian Navy further stated that the flag-in ceremony of this landmark event will be presided over by Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh at Marmugao Port in Goa, formally marking this culmination of the circumnavigation. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Major Shaitan Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
Born in December 1924 in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, Major Shaitan Singh enrolled in Kumaon Regiment in 1949. During the Sino-Indian War in 1962, Major Shaitan Singh led C Company of 13 Kumaon Regiment held a strategic position at Rezangla at an altitude of 5,000 meters. Defended by five platoons, the position came under a massive assault at dawn on November 18. As waves of enemy soldiers advanced through mountain Nalas, Indian troops opened devastating fire, causing heavy casualties. Despite freezing conditions and overwhelming numbers, the Kumaonis, especially number 7, 8 and 9 platoons, fought with unmatched courage, engaging in hand-to-hand combat and holding ground till the last man. Surrounded and under relentless attack, they refused to retreat. Major Shaitan Singh, the company's commander, displayed exemplary leadership and courage in their battle of Rezangla. He led his troop most admirably. Unmindful of his personal safety, he moved from one platoon post to another. He continued to fight along with his men. While he was being evacuated by two other ranks, the Chinese brought heavy machine gun fire on them. Major Shaitan Singh, sensing danger to their lives, ordered them to leave him. The other ranks placed him behind a boulder on the slopes of a hill where he breathed his last. Major Shaitan Singh posthumously awarded Paramveer Chakra for his supreme courage, leadership and devotion to duty. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, ITRs, from 31st of July to 15th of September this year. CBDT, in its statement, said that this extension will provide more time to people due to significant revisions in ITR forms, system development needs, and TDS credit reflections. CBDT said that this will ensure a smoother and more accurate filing experience for everyone. Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan today hit out at the Congress Party over a statement made by the party's senior leader Rahul Gandhi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan accused Mr. Gandhi of telling lies, saying that the Congress has always deceived the SC, ST and OBC communities. He stated that in 2014, when the UPA was in power, 57% of SC, 63% of ST and 60% of OBC teaching posts in central universities were vacant. The IMD has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal, with probability of 106% during 5th of June to 30th of September. This optimistic monsoon forecast brings significant potential benefits. It is expected to boost crop output, reduce pressure on irrigation systems, and support rural livelihoods. It also raises hopes for improved water availability. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary of Earth Sciences Ministry M. Ravichandran said that normal rainfall is expected in northwest India, while below normal rainfall is expected in northeast India.
The above normal rainfall, not only southern peninsula, but also in the central India. And also in the northwest India, normal rainfall and in northeast maybe less. There are remote conditions like this year, ENSO condition is neutral and IOD condition also almost neutral. So many of the factors are favorable. That is why this year it will be better.
Several regions across Maharashtra, including Konkan, Vidarbha, Central Maharashtra and Marathwada, continue to experience heavy rainfall, significantly impacting daily life. Mumbai has been witnessing dense cloud cover and intermittent showers since morning. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
The IMD has issued a red alert for 5 districts in the state, Raigad, Ratnagiri, Pune, Satara and Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar, indicating a high likelihood of intense rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms today. Several other districts are under an orange alert, suggesting a significant probability of moderate rainfall with associated thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall has severely affected many areas in the state. In Mumbai, a 26-year-old man lost his life and two others were injured yesterday in Vikhroli after a tree fell on them. In Latur district, two individuals died and six others sustained grievous injuries after being struck by lightning yesterday evening. In Ratnagiri, one person was killed by lightning in Lanja, while three others were injured due to a wall collapse. Three individuals were injured in Guhagar after a tree fell on them. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
On to sports. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the gold medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea. He secured the top spot, clocking 28 minutes and 38.63 seconds. And in IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 191 for 2 in 17 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Lucknow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says terrorist activities by Pakistan are not proxy war, but well-planned war strategy against India. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for year 2025. Last date of filing income tax returns extends from 31st of July to 15th September. normal life disrupted as heavy rainfall continues in several regions across Maharashtra. India set for above normal monsoon with estimate of 106% rainfall. And India's Gulbir Singh clinches gold medal in men's 10,000 meter race in South Korea. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.